Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Play Bigger Game Now Mindset Motivation Mastery Call. We'll be getting started in about 4 minutes. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Play a Bigger Game Now Mindset Motivation Mastery Call. We'll be getting started in 3 minutes. Hi, everybody. It's Alexis, and we are going to be starting our Play a Bigger Game Now Mindset and Motivation Mastery Call in just about a minute. And hang tight. Hi, everyone. It's Alexis Martin-Neely, and this is our Play a Bigger Game Now Mindset and Motivation Mastery Call, where each and every month I help you play a bigger game now. And I'm calling you today, calling in from beautiful Hawaii, where I am staying at the Four Seasons Resort in Maui with my Diamond Mastermind group. This is a group that I made a commitment to join at the beginning of this year, and we'll talk a little bit about that today because joining this group was a huge leap for me, and I want to share with you how that came about and what it means for you in terms of how you can take my experience and apply it to your own life. It's hard to be here in Maui and not think about playing a bigger game, that's for sure. It's just absolutely gorgeous here. And, of course, staying at the Four Seasons is an out-of-this-world experience and one that I truly hope each and every one of you get to experience in your life if that's what you want. And I want to talk a little bit today about wanting and experiences like this, because what I've been noticing over the past several months as I've been thinking about playing a bigger game and really helping people to step into a bigger vision of what's possible for their lives is that it all starts with something that we talked about over the past couple of calls, which is stepping into what it is that you really want in life. And I know personally in my life that anything is possible and everything is possible. The key is knowing what you want. When you know what you want and you can let that in, you can create it. It can happen. It can become true for you. The only time that you cannot have a life that you want is when you don't know what you want, and that's where so many of us get stuck. And so in last month's practice, I asked you to start focusing on what you want and start writing down everything that you want without restriction, without judgment, without guilt or shame, and step into that and start to embrace that. Because what we do, and I do this myself all the time, is that we shut down our wanting when things seem out of reach. Okay, so I'll give you an example from my own life right now. And this has happened to me a few different times in my life, and it has to do with TV. And now this is a big thing for me to admit, because this is something that I really, really, really want. And when we really, 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 really want something, oftentimes it's really hard to talk about it. Because if we talk about it and then it doesn't happen, we feel as if we'll feel disappointment at the lowest level, embarrassment at another level, shame, obviously fear. These are all aspects of fear, right? So for me, it's very difficult to talk about this. So it's TV for me. And many times, as you know, I've been on TV throughout the past couple of years. But it first all started, the first time that I ever went on TV was, it must be about 8 years ago now. I don't know if you all know this, but I used to be a big breastfeeding advocate. This is when my daughter was born, and I was working at the big law firm, and they allowed me to do quite a bit of pro bono work, which was always great. And the pro bono work that I chose to do, at least some of it had to do around breastfeeding rights. And I was, you know, going into my office every day, pumping milk for my daughter until she was like 2 years old or something like that. And so I was, you know, very strongly supportive of this for other women. And I had an opportunity to go on the O'Reilly Factor with Bill O'Reilly and debate the issue of breastfeeding in public. And I was so excited because even back then, I really wanted to be on TV. And this was my first chance. And so I go on TV, and I thought the experience was fine. But immediately after that, I started saying to myself things like, oh, that was all right, but it wasn't all that I thought it was going to be. Or, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to pursue that anymore. And I started to shut down my want to be on TV. And I actually kept it shut down for about 5 years. And I kept it shut down because at the time, truly, it seemed so out of reach. When I saw myself on TV, I could very clearly see I wasn't made for TV, at least not at that point. Now, were there things that I could have done at that point to prepare myself and to make myself made for TV? There were, but I wasn't willing to do those things at that time. My want, my desire, wasn't strong enough to bring me to do those things that I would have to do. Now, what were those things? Well, we'll talk about that when we talk about the next time that I then had an opportunity to be on TV. Now, the interesting thing about this all is that 5 years later comes along, and all of a sudden, I find the videotape from when I'd been on the O'Reilly Factor, and I pick up the videotape, and I decide, oh my gosh, I'm going to look at this, I'm going to watch this, and I show it to Dave, and we both laugh because I look much different now, and I clearly didn't look like someone who should be on TV at that point. Now, the funny thing is kind of, you know, the God thing. There's so many signs in our lives, right? And just in case I've not talked about this before, and I don't think I have, I want you to know that there are no coincidences in your life. There are no coincidences in your life. And when you see things in your life that appear to be coincidences, that is the time for you to pay even the closest attention and to become aware and notice. Because that's really the universe sending you a message. It really is the universe sending you a message. And it's up to you to interpret that message. It could be a message about something that is truly your heart's desire. It could be a message about something that's truly your heart's path. But whatever it is, you need to listen, because those are God talking to you, the universe talking to you, spirit talking to you, your higher power talking to you. And if you ignore them, you're wasting a valuable opportunity. So the universe sent me a very strong message. I put this tape in the VCR, we watch it, and then the next day, now, mind you, this is 5 years later, I'm no longer a breastfeeding advocate anymore. I really don't have anything up on any websites about breastfeeding or anything like that. The next day after watching this tape with Dave, I get a call from the Mike and Juliet show about coming on their show to talk about breastfeeding. Now, this just rocked my world. I was like, whoa, this is really weird, because I had just, again, started thinking about wanting to be on TV. This was probably about 18 months ago now. And I had just started, again, thinking about wanting to be on TV. I had made a commitment by putting down some money to go to an event where I would be introduced to producers and TV people, and the event wasn't for another, I can't recall now, it might have been 6 weeks from that time. But I made that commitment to myself, and then boom, I watched the tape of me being on TV with O'Reilly, and then boom, the next day I get this call, the Mike and Juliet show wants to fly me out to New York to be on the show to talk about breastfeeding, which I was like, all right, hey, I'll take any opportunity to be on TV, right? and to get flown out to New York. So I hop on the plane, and we go out there, and I was just certain that somehow I was going to sabotage this. Now, I don't know if you've ever had thoughts like that before. I'm sure you have. We all do. But I just knew, I could sense that this was an opportunity for me, and that it wasn't the opportunity. That it wasn't the opportunity. I didn't know what that meant, but that was just my intuitive feeling. So we get there, and it turns out that when we get there, I'm not going to end up being on the show. I shouldn't say that, but basically the show was about this woman who was trying to take the medical boards, and she wanted to breastfeed or have some extra time or an accommodation or something, and she was denied. And so they were going to have me come on and talk about that. But literally when I'm in the air on the plane flying there, the lawyers for the case that were actually on the case decided that they were going to go on the show. So, of course, they're not going to have me on the show, but they still decided that they would have me on the show at the very end, but I would be in the audience, and I would just come in, and I would just talk for a minute. So I ended up, you know, being like a primary person on the show to speaking for just, I think I was on for like 30 seconds at the very, very end. So fine, okay, I was a little bit disappointed. But then I saw the segment, I saw my little 30 seconds, and it became completely and totally clear to me exactly why, A, I was only given 30 seconds, and what the opportunity was for me. And the opportunity that I was given was to see myself once again not ready for TV. Not ready for TV. Now, what does that mean? Well, when you look at people on TV, they look a certain way, right? I think that we can all identify the way that they look. They look TV ready. For me, that was not how I appeared on The O'Reilly Factor. For me, that was not how I showed up for the Mike and Juliet show. Had I been given the full, whatever I was supposed to get, 5 minutes for the segment, I would have been embarrassed, I believe, now looking back, because I was not TV ready. I did my own makeup, I did my own hair, and I didn't know how to do my makeup and my hair. I wasn't wearing TV ready clothes, and so I believe that the universe was sending me another message. The universe was giving me another opportunity to see, hey, Alexis, if you're really serious about being on TV, you need to be TV ready. So this was this great opportunity for me to see what I looked like on TV and begin to make those changes that I would need to make if I really, really, really wanted to start to get coverage on TV. So instead of getting discouraged, which I was disappointed that I, you know, was supposed to get 5 minutes and I ended up getting 30 seconds. But instead of seeing that as, okay, you're just not meant for TV, I saw it as an opportunity to step into more of what I really wanted and say, okay, what, Alexis, do you need to shift in order to really be ready for TV? Because remember, I had made this commitment right before this happened that this was my year. Finally, I was going to step back into this dream that I had had of being on TV in 2008. This is back in 2008. This is actually the first thing, that Mike and Juliet show actually happened in 2007. But going into 2008, that was going to be my focus. And what I started to recognize is, okay, Alexis, if you really want this, then you need to start to do some things. You need to figure out and learn how to do your makeup. You need to learn how to dress for TV, and you need to straighten your hair for TV. So now you'll notice that whenever I go on TV, I don't have curly hair. I have straight hair. My makeup is always professionally done. And now, if you've seen me on TV before, I look like I'm supposed to be on TV. I've taken the steps necessary for me to say, yes, this is what I really want. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the 5 years in between being on The O'Reilly Factor and stepping back into this, yes, this is what I really want. Because for those 5 years, I shut down my wanting. I shut down my wanting. I said, oh, I don't really want that. I don't really want that. Why? Because I didn't think that it could happen. And so instead of trying to pursue something that seemed really difficult or that I didn't really think could happen, or I was afraid, that's really what it was, that I was afraid wouldn't happen, I allowed a block, a huge block, to come up and block my dreams. And the biggest block that you can ever have to your dreams is saying, I don't want that. Not because you don't want it, but because you don't think you can have it, or you don't think that you deserve it. So I just want you to take a breath here with me on that. And just feel into that. And right now, become aware of where you've been turning off your wanting. Of where you've been saying to yourself, oh, I don't really want that. I'm fine without that. Because admitting that you do want it is scary. Because you might not get it. And so instead, of stepping into that fear, of stepping into that which you want, you just shut it down. You just turn it off. And when you do that, I want you to be aware that you're shutting down yourself, that you're being less than who you really are, and that you're playing small. And that what it means to play a bigger game is to fully step into your desires. It's to fully acknowledge what it is that you really want, even if it seems completely and totally out of reach. It's not. If you can have the twinge, if you can have the thought, if you can have the feeling, you can create it in your life. But you have to be willing to open yourself up to the possibility. You have to be willing to open yourself up to the possibility, because otherwise it is not possible. Because you have turned off the possibility. You have closed yourself off from having the life of your dreams by saying, oh, I don't really want that. I'm fine. Everything's okay just the way it is, because it's safe and because it's comfortable. Okay, and don't beat yourself up for this. We all do it. I've just showed you how I did it for 5 years. And as soon as I stepped back in and said, okay, I really want this, the universe, God, spirit, my higher power, whatever you want to call it, sent me gifts that I was able to see only because I had opened myself back up to the wanting, to my desire. So, to finish the story out, I made the changes that I needed to make. I invested in myself. I learned how to do my makeup. I learned how to do my hair. I went to a $5,000 event in New York City where I was able to, you know, meet with producers, but more importantly, I was able to really hone. And I wrote a book, and I really started focusing my intention on my energy on getting on TV, and then you can see the results on my YouTube page. And now, you know, for 1 year, I was on Better TV every week and on CNBC frequently and on the Today Show and on many other TV shows from the Bay, KTLA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But all of those things only happened because I allowed myself to step into, I want to be on TV. Now, ultimately, I did all those things, and it was great. And then a new desire comes up. Say, okay, great, I did that. Now, what's next? What's next? And so I now struggle with that myself. What is next? And for me, it's that I know that I want a TV show. Being on TV was great as a guest, but I really want a TV show. And every now and then, this fear that won't happen comes in and starts to shut down my wanting. And I start to entertain feelings and thoughts that say, oh, I don't really want that. I don't really want that. Oh, it will inconvenience my life too much, or it won't be everything that I think that it will be, or I don't want, whatever. Whatever the mind thought is that comes up and says, I don't really want that, but it's not because I don't really want that. It's because I'm afraid I won't get it. And it's the one thing that is completely and totally outside of my control. I cannot control the TV industry at all. I cannot control Hollywood. I can control my businesses. I can build, I can make things happen in my business. I cannot make things happen in TV. And so it's a perfect opportunity to practice what I teach you here. And that is for you and for me and for all of us to step into the wanting, acknowledge what we want, write it down, get as clear about it as we can, embrace it fully, feel ourselves experiencing that, what we want, energetically. Talk about that a little bit more in a minute. And then, and this is the most important part, and of course also the most difficult, let go of the attachment to the outcome. Let go of the attachment to the outcome. That's the hard part. That's the most incredibly difficult part. To maintain the balance on that razor's edge of wanting without attachment. We call it detached wanting. Detached wanting. And I believe that this is actually the secret to the secret, to the law of attraction, to the manifestation. And it is what is the single most difficult part of all of it, and it only comes with practice. It only comes with practice. So whether it's a man, a woman, a house, a job, an experience, some amount of money, a career, a business, whatever it is that you are wanting, your only job is to get as clear about what that looks like as possible. See it, write it down, paint pictures of it, paint pictures of it with words. Feel yourself experiencing it in your body. See it happening in your mind's eye. And then let go of it. Become okay with it never happening. And let go of any attachment to the possibility of it happening. Stay open to the possibility. Keep your eyes open for the opportunities and the gifts that will lead you to it. Continue to take action on things that will bring you closer. But let go of your attachment to it happening. Let go of the worry that it won't happen. And that's the hard part. But it's the most critical part, because what will happen if you don't let go of the worry and if you don't let go of the attachment is that you'll begin to focus on the energy of not having what you want. And you'll be able to, and you'll begin to bring that energy in to your life and to your experience. And you'll begin to vibrate with the frequency of not having, as opposed to vibrating with the frequency of what you truly desire. And energetically, you are right now magnetically attracting to you that which you desire, that which you focus on, that which you're bringing into your energy. And so if you're energetically focusing on not having it, then you'll not have it. And the only way not to do that is to release the attachment. Release the attachment. Stay open to the possibility without being attached to it happening. Get as clear as you possibly can. Create the vision. Create the vision board. Create the picture. All of those things that I said. And then let it go. And I'm struggling with that right now myself. It is a challenge. It is the biggest challenge. And it's how we end up strangling our desires to death. Right? I mean, you've seen this with relationships. At least I have, especially when I was in high school. I had a problem with struggling with that, with strangling relationships to death. Is that I would get so attached and so needy that I would just strangle the life out of the relationship. And I'm sure you've either been on the receiving end or the giving end of such a relationship. You were either the strangler or the stranglee. And either way, you know the energy of what I'm talking about. Right? So you know how that grasping energy doesn't feel good. And it doesn't feel good to your desires either. So what I want to talk a little bit about is how I've stepped into this bigger vision that led me to here, Tony, with my Diamond Mastermind group. For those of you that don't know what it is, I am in a Diamond Mastermind with Allie Brown. She's my mentor. And this is a six-figure mastermind. The people that are here in the room with me this weekend or this week, it's still during the week, Tuesday, Wednesday was our meeting. We're on our second day today. And the people that are here with us paid $100,000. $100,000 to be in the room. Now, you felt something when I said that. It could have been revulsion. It could have been excitement. It could have been fear. Whatever it was that you felt when you heard me say those words, either now or if you've heard them before in the past, I want you to feel into what that feeling was. Because if you felt something, regardless of whether that something was negative or positive, is irrelevant. You got a charge out of it. And that's what you want to begin to notice in your body, those charges. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit more about it, and I want you to start to feel into the charge that you get. Whether it's positive or negative is irrelevant as I speak about these things that I'm going to be speaking about. So how did this come about that I ended up in a six-figure mastermind? Not a mastermind where we create six figures, although we all are, but a mastermind where we paid six figures, $1,000 to participate. And as I speak about this, I want you to feel into your body what's happening for you. And there's one of three things are going to be happening. Either you're going to feel a charge, negative or positive, doesn't matter. You're going to feel a charge. Or you might feel absolutely numb. I want you to become aware of that, too, if that's what you're feeling in your body. Or you might be completely bored with what I'm talking about. I want you to become aware of that, too. And whatever it is that you're feeling as I talk about this, I want you to just become aware, because there is information there for you in whatever it is you're feeling. So I'll talk about this now. I met Allie about 4 years ago, 3-4 years ago now, as I was first building my business. Not my law firm, but as I was realizing that I wanted to take my message to a bigger audience, and I started learning from some of the masters of direct marketing like Dan Kennedy. And I went to the event where I met Dave, which some of you have heard that story, some of you haven't. And at that same event, I met Allie. And I'd been following Allie for a while through her e-zine. And I met her at that event. But I was not drawn to work with her at that time. Now, I shouldn't say that's entirely true. I actually got quite a charge from her in different ways. But I wasn't ready to step into working with her because at that time the charge felt negative. Not greatly negative, but a little bit negative in terms of what I'm now able to identify as she brought up a lot of fear in me. A lot of comparison despair. And I wrote an article about comparison despair a couple of weeks ago. So if you haven't read it, please do. It's a really good one. It's something that many of us struggle with. Personally, I do a lot. And while I believe that she could have helped me tremendously at that time, I did not make the decision to work with her, and in fact made the decision to work with Dave at that time, and many of you know how he significantly changed my life, and obviously now we're life partners and business partners, and so it was the right decision at that time. But of course I continued to follow Allie and watch what she was doing and visit her websites, and there was a lot of wanting that she brought up in me. A lot of wanting that she brought up in me. You know, I would see her talk about going out and, you know, having parties and having a great time, living this, you know, single woman life. And this was back during my divorce time when I wanted to live that single woman life. And yet I was a mom and I had little kids, and so I couldn't live quite the same life. But I started to be able to recognize more of what I wanted by seeing the life that she was living. Now, I couldn't live my life exactly like hers because of restrictions that I had in my life that she didn't have in hers. But I could begin to notice more of what I wanted, more of what I wanted by seeing her experiences. And on the good days, and I call them good days, they're not good or bad, but on the days when I was more positive energetically, I was able to celebrate her experiences and feel grateful for what she was showing me as possibilities for my own life. On my bad days, and I'm not talking about these in the good and bad sense that you might think of, but I'll talk about it in the negative charge days, all I felt when I saw these things was intense jealousy, and I never would have identified it that way. But that's really what it was. I would get a negative charge. Oh, who does she think she is? Or, I wish she would stop talking about, you know, all this great stuff that she's doing, whatever. You know, these sorts of thoughts that would come up, negative thoughts, judgment thoughts. But one way or another, I was getting a charge. And each time this charge showed me more of what I wanted. And if I just didn't identify it as negative or positive, and just instead identified it as, oh, look, there I am reacting to something. There I am having a charge around something, and I could instead see that as a sign, as a signal from the universe about what I really wanted, it would get me closer to my dreams. So finally, I decided that I would attend one of her events. And this was a big decision for me. You know, I think her event last year was like $3,000 or something like that. And my mind was screaming at me, you don't need to attend one of her events. You already are doing everything that she's doing. You already know everything that she knows. La 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 la. Right? We all have those thoughts. We have those thoughts too. And I had these thoughts. Now, I'm able now, because I've done quite a lot of work, I'm able to become aware of those thoughts and recognize those thoughts for what they are. My ego mind playing a trick on me. My ego mind blocking me from what I really desire. The only thing that would have kept me from attending her event was BS. Now, you know what BS stands for. I'm going to tell you. Stands for belief systems, but it also stands for something else. BS. BS that there was nothing I could learn. BS that I already knew it all. BS that I didn't really want to be there. BS that I didn't have the time. BS that I didn't have the money. Now, fortunately, because I've been practicing awareness and using the tools that I've been talking with you about over the past months in these calls, because I've been using those tools, I was able to bust myself. I was able to bust my ego and say, Alexis, that's just crap. That's just crap. You've been watching this woman for the past 4 years. You love the life that she's leading. Go to the damn event. Suck up your pride and go there and learn something. Even if you only learn one little thing, it's worth it. Because I know, big Alexis knows, that that's where success happens. Success happens at the margins. You don't have to learn a huge amount. Because if you're not taking action on everything that you know, then all you really need to do is get inspired into action, and with that I knew I would. So I attended the event. Now, I also knew before I went to the event that I was ready to work with Allie, that I was ready to step into something bigger. And I knew that she was going to be announcing something bigger. She'd been talking about it. And I made a commitment to myself that regardless of what she announced, I was going to say yes. Regardless of what she came out with, I was going to say yes to myself. Myself, because here was this woman who I'd been watching, who I'd been learning from behind the scenes, not directly from. I might have, you know, bought one of her products or something like that. And I know that the best way for me to learn is just to spend time with someone, to spend time in their energy, to spend time in their presence, to model them. Okay? And I also know that we are a reflection of the people we spend time with the most, and that I was ready to bring this energy into my life. For years I had been getting a charge from this woman. Positive or negative, didn't matter. A charge that was showing me my desires, that was showing me my wants. And I'd be ignoring that charge out of my own small thinking, my own fear. And I decided that no matter what happened, I was going to say yes. So we're about halfway through the event, and I can tell she's about to pitch her coaching programs, Diamond and Platinum. And I am just praying that it's going to be less than $50,000. The COO, Laura Lee, of my company, Laura Lee, is sitting right next to me. And she knows I'm saying yes. And I'm like holding my breath, just praying, please, God, please let it be less than $50,000. Because, you know, I don't just have to answer to myself and my company. I have to answer to Laura Lee and my team and my board. And the applications came out for the mastermind, and it was not $50,000. It was $100,000. And I knew I was saying yes. And immediately I just broke out in tears. Because I knew I was going to have to step up to a level that I had never stepped up before. And up until that point, even though I had built a $1 million business in the past, even though I had then built another $1 million business, my life had been greatly ruled by financial fear. Greatly ruled by financial fear. And you might find that hard to believe, but it's true. Almost every decision in my life that I'd made up until that point was made with this overlying imprint of, you don't have enough. You're going to run out of money. And while the financial fear over the past few years had decreased, it was still running my life up until that point. And when Allie announced the mastermind at $100,000, I recognized the gift as an opportunity to finally, once and for all, let go of my financial fear. Completely and totally. Because if I could find the resources, not the financial resources, but the emotional resources to make a $100,000 investment in myself, I knew I'd never be held back by financial fear again. It was like the final opportunity for me to see that any time I commit to myself and I step into my wanting and I say yes, fully and completely, without hesitation, the universe responds. The universe says yes right back and provides me with everything that I need to have what I want. I just need to have the willingness to say yes in the first place. And that's what I did. I said yes. I said yes to myself. And now, it's May. I've been in this mastermind for 6 months. I've become friends with Allie. I have launched a number of programs that I don't know that I ever would have launched had I not stepped into the mastermind, because immediately before she and I even ever started working together, my mind shifted to a bigger playing field. My mind immediately began to say, great, congratulations, now how can you create enough value in the world to bring in the financial resources that you need to pay for this program? And my mind got into action in a big, bad kind of way. And I started to put myself out there with more programs, with more offerings, with more opportunities for other people to say yes to me. And I've made back the money many times over at this point already. Would I have made that money anyway? Maybe. But I wouldn't be here right now in Maui. I probably wouldn't be doing this call with you, which, by the way, doesn't make any money at all. But it's about something so much greater. It's about a why on a whole other level. And so we'll talk about that in a minute too, because many of you are waiting for something to step into a bigger game. This call that we do every week is about me not waiting anymore. It's about me not waiting anymore. It's about saying, this is the way that I want to touch people. This is the way that I know I can transform your life. And while this isn't the main purpose of my company and the main purpose of my business, I can step into this now, today, and not have to wait. Because for those of you that I am touching, for those of you that are hearing this, and even though it's not millions of people yet, I'm affecting change in your life. affecting change in the way that you're thinking. And you don't need to wait to step into your dream of whatever that is for you now. Just start doing it. Just like I'm doing this. Just start doing it. Just start making it happen. So let me come back to just a minute here in Maui, where I'm sitting on my balcony. I'm at the Four Seasons. I'm looking at the ocean and a mountain, maybe a volcano. I don't know. right over the ocean. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And it is absolutely the most relaxing, inspiring, amazing place that I could ever be right now. And if this is appealing to you, if you're getting a charge from it one way or another, make a commitment to yourself to experience this in your life, even if it feels completely out of reach right now. It's not. If you can conceive of it as a possibility, you can create it in your life. So yesterday I sent out I sent out an e-zine about being here. Maybe it was a tweet. Anyway, someone wrote back and they said, Alexis, I love your e-zines and everything that you have to say is great and all this stuff, but can you please stop talking about your vacations? Because it's really painful for me. I'm really financially struggling. My clients are financially struggling. I'm a real estate agent, and I'm just really struggling. And when you write about these things, it brings up all of my struggle. And, you know, I see these families that are losing their houses, and I see these people that are on their last legs financially, and I find it too painful to read about your great vacations and all your financial success and, you know, all of these things. I want to find some of her exact wording for you. I'm super sensitive to this, as I have clients who are really in dire straits and this economy has hurt deep, and I would hate for them to stop reading when they're probably not going to get a vacation and may lose their car or their house. And what I want you to understand is that what this woman did, and I understand that she sent me this message all in amazing spirit and because she wants to be helpful, but what she's doing is she's cutting off her own abundance and her own possibility, and it's what so many of us do because there's starving children in Ethiopia and because people are losing their houses and because people are struggling. We say, I'm going to play small. I'm going to stay small. I'm not going to talk about my success. Allie was telling me yesterday that people are actually experiencing wealth shame. Wealth shame. Where they will ask for their bags from a high-end store like Saks Fifth Avenue or Neiman Marcus to be disguised. Or they're having clothing delivered to their house because they don't want people to see them. Because they don't want people to see them shopping in these high-end stores. This is hurting your abundance. So I don't care what's happening in your life right now. If you're losing your house, if you're going through bankruptcy, if you are on your last penny, when you see someone who is experiencing what you want to experience, celebrate it. Thank God for showing you what's possible in your own life. Write it down. Embrace it. Step into it. See yourself experiencing it. Feel yourself experiencing it. Allow yourself to recognize the charge that you get, whether it's negative or positive or numbness for that matter, because that's another form of charge. No matter what it is, recognize it for what it is. It is your possibility. It is your gift. It is what you really want in this life. And if you deny it, and if you shut it down, and if you avoid looking at it, you're staying small. You're playing small. And that is not what you want. That is not what I want for you. And I know it is scary to step into what you want with the possibility that you will never get it. I know it because I experience it myself. It is the biggest fear that we all have, that we are not enough, that we can never really have what we want, and so we just shut it down. Not you. Not any longer. Never again after today will you do that. You will recognize these charges for what they are. They are the universe speaking to you, loud and clear, saying, this is what you want. This is what you want. This is what you want. And once you acknowledge that, once you allow for that possibility, and you begin to become open to letting that in, even though it's really scary, you're one step closer. It's a matter of time. And it's all happening right now. And so is it going to happen tomorrow? Are you going to be here in Maui tomorrow, sitting on your balcony at the Four Seasons, looking out at the ocean with the mountain behind? No, not tomorrow. But can you be next year? Or 3 years from now? Or 5 years from now? Or 10 years from now? Yes. 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 Yes, yes, you can. But only if you allow in the possibility of wanting and you embrace it with everything that you are and you create the vision board and you paint the picture and you write the story and you feel the feelings and you dream the dream. And then you let go of the attachment. And you stay open to the signs that the universe is sending you that will lead you down the right path. To anything that you want. To be, to do, to have. Without shame, guilt, fear. It's all here for you. It's all here for you. So with that, go ahead and take a breath in. A deep breath. Receive that breath and know that with that breath, everything you want in life is here right now. All of the possibilities, all of the opportunities, everything is here now. Feel it as the breath radiates through your core, down through your shoulders and out through your ribs, into your legs. Know with 100% certainty that everything that you want is possible now. And allow that energy of satisfaction, of fulfillment, of contentment to radiate throughout your body. Despite any external circumstances that are appearing in your life at this minute, in this moment, know that everything that you need is here now. And as you receive another breath, just feel what it feels like to be satisfied. To be, do, and have what you truly want. And know that in any moment you can come back to this feeling, right here where you are, in your house, in the cold, in the rain, in the car, wherever you are. You can come back to this feeling, the same feeling that I'm experiencing right here, right now, in Hawaii, in Maui, exists everywhere, all the time, within you, within me, and all you need to do is close your eyes, feel the sun on your face, even if it's not sunny, even if you're sitting in a dark room, feel it. Feel the sun on your skin. Feel what it feels like when you're experiencing that which you want most in your life. Whatever that is, feel it. Feel it on your skin. Feel it on the inside of your skin. Allow your body to let go and relax. And feel the edge of you expanding outwards. And know that it's all possible. So what I want you to do now is receive one more breath. Let it out with a ha. One more breath. Let it out with a and I want you to take your journal and I want you to just write for 5 minutes on whatever came up for you during this call. Because I have no doubt that this experience has brought you closer to what you want, has made you more aware of the experiences, the people, be, do, and have that you want to create in your own life. And whether it brought that to you through numbness, through negative charge or positive charge, I know that it's exactly perfect and it's exactly how you need to be experiencing it to step into a bigger vision of you and your life